We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So they have done a study on the most attractive American accents.
Oh yeah. I'll just say right now, it's South Carolina.
You're very close.
What, the Carolinas accent is... Ooh, I love it.
By very close, I mean you're not even close.
No.
Not at all.
Really?
No.
No Southern, no Texas.
There is some Southern
okay.
on the list, but they're more state-specific, and no state is even remotely close
oh.
to South Carolina.
Oh, is Boston on the list?
Boston comes in. Let's call that New England.
Okay.
Tied for 10th. I take that back. Boston specifically comes in at number 8.
Okay.
New England comes in at number 10. Come on, think.
Well,
think.
Okay, don't tell me Wisconsin, because I hate that accent.
So the upper Midwest doesn't even make the top 10.
North Dakota, you're out. I'm sorry. What about...
That is the most annoying accent.
It is. What about like the Georgias of the world?
What about the Georgias? How about we go a little bit farther south to Florida?
Floridians don't have an accent.
I think the same thing. I agree with you.
What's the accent of old people?
Wow.
Hello.
Do I get a senior discount with that? Which, by the way...
My golf cart only goes 14 miles an hour.
You know what dawned on me the other day when we were down in California?
What?
I am less than a year away. Less than a year away. For qualifying for a senior discount.
I would not be bragging about that.
I'm not.
All right. Now, is that going to be a senior ticket there, Sonny?
You're not going to make me pay full price now, are you? Where's my consumer cellular? Keep going. Come on. Maybe you said Mississippi, number 3.
South Carolina and North Carolina is way better than Mississippi, and I love the Mississippi accent. That Cajun sort of Gulf.
Cajun is number 1.
Cajun is... Well, see, then I include, like, all of that region down there.
Louisiana is number 10.
New Orleans. Okay.
Don't ever...
I know.
...say that again.
I know. Is New York on there?
Long Island is number 2.
Long Island, Karen, we're talking to you.
Number 2.
Doing good now. That's it. There are no other accents.
Okay. Tied for number 4 with Florida is Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
I didn't realize they had an accent. Maine is number 6.
Maine. What are you when you live in Maine? A Mainite?
Manian?
Maniac.
Mainian.
I did not.
Maine eater.
Know that Manians had an accent.
It's a northern accent. Okay. Northern easterly.
Number 7. The joke writes itself.
They can speak, but they can't spell.
Oh, stop it.
Appalachian.
Really?
Stop
it. By the way, they're called Mainers.
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 Mainers. Yeah.
So, Appalachian is number 7. It's a dialect spoken without teeth.
Well, that would be kind of Carolinian, wouldn't it?
I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with anything you just said, because people will call in and be angry that we said
that West Virginians don't have teeth.
Well, yes, Scott.
They don't, Dana, and they breed with their own.
No, that's not even remotely fair. My gosh, I cannot believe you just said that. Oh, my gosh.
They've got summer teeth.
Some have them, some don't.
Some are there, some ain't. Also from the text line, I'm from North Dakota. Stop being a jerk.
Oh, I hate that accent. I'm sorry. Oh, and I very nice people up there.
What about
Dakota? I know,
where are you from? North Dakota.
Now, in the movie Fargo, it was funny. Outside of that, don't like it. I'm not taking part in this anymore. It's terrible.
Last on the list of the top 10 is New England. I don't know how that's different from Bostonian or Mainer. But apparently New England does not include Boston.
Has its own.
And not a single accent from the Midwest, despite hundreds of studies showing that it is the most digestible American accent.
Yeah, I would say we don't have an accent.
I was just going to say the same thing. I don't think that we have an accent here in the Midwest.
We're the baseline.
It is the purest, most, and I'm being serious. I'm not trying to make a joke here. I think it is the most purest, easily understandable, accentless accent, if that makes any sense.
But not having an accent is in and of itself an accent.
True.
Also, I agree with this texter. That list makes no sense. Why are there 4 different options for the same accent?
Yeah, that's
England,
silly.
Mainer, I agree.
Boston.
Boston. Y'all sound the same.
No, I agree. Appalachian. Dana, would you like to tell us about your voyage down Facebook Marketplace, which I thought we had all agreed
we're not going to do anymore.
We're not going to do that anymore.
Okay.
Well, you either end up dead or
you buy something that was dead.
Okay. I have found the original post. Uh-huh. It is marked sold because I purchased this rug. Okay. And the post just says beautiful, oversized Persian style rug.
Where are you going to put it?
Bedroom. Was 14 feet by 11.4 feet. And she writes, I would love to sell the rug this weekend. It is a tufted wool Pottery Barn rug. And it does say in the comments, although it is older and needs cleaned,
clearly,
it is beautiful and good quality. So this weekend, we were out doing some yard work, and I said, you know what? It's time to pull that rug out, because when we bought it, it was rolled up. That is important. Rolled up and taped shut. Okay? Rolled up and taped. So we pull it out this weekend. We have a power washer. I'm like, I'm going to get some soap, put it in the power washer. We'll wash it. And then, naturally let it dry in the sunshine. We'll bring it in.
Lovely.
I had Scott by to the house today before I went into work, Sam. And I want you to listen to what happened when he came by.
Buddy, come here. Come here. How you guys doing?
I've been around that. That stinks.
No, what does it smell like? Tell me, what does it smell like?
I want you to get on your knees and smell that rug.
That's all you're going to have to.
Yeah. Why?
Smell it. Just walk by it.
What does it smell like?
A dead body.
I said the same thing. I think we're accessories to a crime.
Exactly.
Scott, would you like to describe, if you could, describe the odor? And I asked her when I bought it, I want to make sure you don't have cats. There cannot be cat urine on this rug. You're never going to sell it. She said, absolutely not. But it does need cleaned.
So I was driving into work and you called me and you said, hey, where are you? I said, I'm on Shawnee Mission Parkway. You said, I need you to swing by the house. You've got to smell this. And I go, smell what? And you go, just show up at the, I said, a skunk? You go, just show up at the house and you're literally a mile from work.
A skunk would be delightful.
Yeah. So I roll into the driveway and you kind of tell me to keep going, keep going, keep going. I stopped the car. I didn't realize I had stopped on the rug. I get out of the car, and this waft of death, hell.
It's quite pungent. It's a formidable scent. It stings the nostrils.
Yeah, it did. It really did. And then Dana says, get on your knees and smell it. So I did, and it smells... it's hard to put it into words. It's bad. And no amount of spray or soap or sun is going to disinfect this rug.
Okay, the original ask price was $225, mm-hmm, or best offer.
That's $100 you won't get back.
Here's what I want to show you in the original posting. What do you see?
Beautiful rug.
Where is it?
It is in a living room right inside the front door.
This
has
rug.
Two beautiful chairs and a couch and a coffee table on top of it. It is,
Scott,
it is stellar looking.
This rug was inside someone's home. And I am telling you,
it's a beautiful rug.
It smells like a dead body.
Yeah. Brian, I'm going to be honest with you. That smells like pure gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
They've done studies, you know. 60% of the time, it works every time.
That doesn't make sense.
Okay.
I don't know what to do with it, because now that we have power washed it, it weighs 10,000 pounds.
And still stinks.
When did you power wash it?
Saturday.
And it hasn't dried out yet?
Sam, I don't think we're ever going to get... that it just needs to be trashed. I feel wasteful for that. There, would you agree with me, Scott? There is
there's no coming back.
Ever that is going inside anyone's living space. Mm-mm. It is so disgusting.
Roll it back up, rewrap it. $225 on Facebook Marketplace. You're good to go.
Beautiful rug.
I didn't smell anything. Just, you know, we got it. We didn't like the colors. It's all yours. Best offer.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So a story here from the Seattle Times, Boeing's engine fuel control switches, now the center of the investigation into the fatal Air India crash in June, have been scrutinized before. The FAA warned in December of 2018 that it had received reports that those switches designed to shut down the aircraft's engines were installed with the locking feature disengaged. Without the lock, it would be easier for pilots to accidentally move the switches and inadvertently cut power to the engines. That's what they say now happened on Air India last month. Commander Jesse Reed, good friend of the program, joining us on the KMBZ hotline. Commander, hello.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're doing well. Why would these switches be right in the middle of the console on an airplane?
So that's a common design feature for all airliners, is you have between the two pilots, you have the throttle quadrant there, and then right behind the throttles, you have the switches. Now, they're there for a couple of reasons, because, the only times other than starting and shutting down an engine at the beginning and ending of a flight, is they're there for some very rare but important emergencies. You need to be able to flip those switches to basically execute the emergency procedure. And that's kind of the best place you can put them that's easily accessible to a pilot.
But Jesse, God, we have so many questions. Yeah. Real quick, at takeoff, when you and a co-pilot are both in that cockpit at takeoff, you are paying attention. Both pilots are paying attention. And we know that the last communication from one pilot was, why did you do that? Meaning turn off those switches. The other pilot replies, I didn't do that.
That's troubling to hear. There's no way you would accidentally hit those switches. I flew Boeing aircraft. I flew the 737 and the 767. I did not fly the Dreamliner, but Boeing kind of mechanizes their airplanes all the same way, as does Airbus, actually. And it takes a lot of effort to turn that switch off. It's spring-loaded to stay on. You have to pull the switch. It takes a lot of force to pull it before you can switch it off. And there's only really one emergency that I remember from flying Boeing aircrafts where you would shut that off, and that was in the very, very rare event of a dual-engine failure. One of the emergency procedures was to flip those switches off and immediately back on. Now, it doesn't sound like there was a dual-engine failure that just happened from at least the reports that I've read. And so if those switches clicked off on their own, that is quite troubling.
Is it possible, though, Jesse? Because to your point, if there was a double engine failure that you would need to turn off those switches, we would have verbiage from the pilot saying, we have a mayday on takeoff, we need to kill the engines, right? You would say that.
I'm just thinking from my own perspective that if I'm on a takeoff roll and the airplane rotates and we take off and suddenly lose both engines, there's going to be a string of expletives that I can't say on the radio here that are probably going to be captured on that black box cockpit recording. It sounds like the transcript they released or the words that we're hearing is that they were completely unaware. Like, hey, why did you do that? I didn't do that. Did you do that? It doesn't sound like there was anything intentional or even accidental done by the pilots here. But, again, that's speculation on my part.
Well, and you're not, Jesse, any more than we are involved in this investigation. But the way I read this story, I hear suicide in this. Do you not hear that?
I don't hear that. I mean, that is such, again, an intentional action. Both pilots are very focused on the throttle quadrant during the takeoff phase because you have to be ready to abort if there's some sort of emergency before you lift off. You're moving the throttles into different phases of the flight as you take off. And you would just notice that. I'm obviously just a fly on the wall. I'm just kind of speculating myself here. But I would notice if someone sitting next to me, my co-pilot, reached over and flipped those switches.
One second apart. Jesse, it said it happened 1 second apart. One of them flipped, and then 1 second later, the other one flipped. We don't know if that was internally or if someone flipped them. But to your point, it's right there in front of you. If a pilot intentionally flipped those, the co-pilot would have seen it. But again, he says, why did you do that? And so to me, that I read that either way. Why did you do that? I just watched you do it. And the guy says, I didn't. Or why did you do that? He missed it. And the other pilot says, I didn't, because he didn't.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel, how I want this outcome to come, because, you know, being a pilot myself, I don't want it to be the pilot's fault as much as you know, I don't want it to be some reason that gives people kind of like a fear of flying due to the quality of pilots. But on the same token, I really don't want this to be another malfunction or another, a bad check in the block for Boeing. They've already had so much trouble that they're reeling from. But, you know, either way, this is just a horrifying outcome. Either way, it's not going to be a good outcome of whatever they determine is the cause of this.
Jesse, why not put these two buttons that I don't know if one controls the left engine, one controls the right, or if they control both, and maybe you can answer that in just a second, but why not put these controls on opposite sides of the cockpit, almost like with the nuclear codes?
Yeah, where redundancy.
The pilot has to sign off, okay, I'm shutting down this engine. Do you agree? Yes, click. I'm going to shut down this engine, and I'm on the right side of the cockpit. Do you agree? Yes, click. And we shut them down. Why are they're right next to each other in the middle of the console?
That's a great question. First of all, there is a switch for each engine. The reason you would not want to have consent from both sides is because there are situations where you could imagine that someone was incapacitated. And also, in some of these emergencies, aircraft control becomes the primary concern. So one pilot is flying while the other pilot is working the switches, talking on the radio. And if a pilot is, as we say, kind of some pilot terminology here, you know, is a-holes and elbows, right? Like trying to fly the airplane. They're not going to have the ability to reach and move switches around. It's going to be all on the other pilot to do that. So that's kind of the best location to put those.
Did you just say a-holes and elbows?
Yes, I like it.
I did. I wasn't sure if I could say it on the radio. I didn't say the way I would actually say it. Okay.
You can.
You can say it for me.
You're fine.
I don't want to get you guys fined.
So let me ask you this, Jesse. Because we only have a 30-day preliminary report and not the full report, are multiple airlines today then checking on those Boeing switches just on the off chance this was not sabotage?
I mean, I'm sure they are, but until they get some sort of direction from some sort of authority, I don't think they're going to be mandated to do that. I'm not a mechanic, so I don't even know what you could check to see how you could test and see if that's actually a possibility. I don't know what we call op check. That stands for operational check, where you try to repeat a failure of something, you know. So if I'm flying an airplane and I have a problem with it, it's minor. We'll tell the mechanics when we get on the ground, and then they'll try to duplicate that exact problem before the flight goes again to see if they can kind of nail down what's causing this problem.
Jesse, what does it say to you, though, that 10 seconds after the switches were either flipped or I don't know what terminology to use, 10 seconds after the fuel line was shut off to the engines, they've, quote, flipped them back on, but by then it was too late. The airplane didn't get lift. So somebody tried to right the wrong.
Yes.
10 seconds later, what does that say to you?
That says to me that somebody in the cockpit obviously was thinking fast. I don't know if we'll be able to determine who it was that did that.
Yeah.
But that should have eventually would have restarted the engines. The problem is, by this point, you know, they've been spooling down for 10 seconds. An engine does it. You guys have sat on airplanes before, and you listen to the engine start. It doesn't just fire up like a car engine. It takes a little bit of momentum and a little bit of time to get that engine up to full speed, you know, just to idling speed, much less takeoff thrust. And they were just too low to the ground. There was not enough time after they flip those switches for that to happen.
Commander Jesse Reed, always appreciate your expertise and your time. Thank you for it.
Yeah, can I just say real quick, then on a lighthearted note, Dana, with that rug, I got to imagine that it being hotter than the surface of the sun here in Kansas City, that does not help with the smell.
My contractors won't even take it.
Do you want it?
But I'll make you a deal.
I don't think I'm going to do deals with you.
Nice. All right, Jesse, be good, buddy.
Yeah, Scott, you got to know every time somebody calls you and says you got to come over and smell this, that is not an invitation to come smell potpourri.
Goodbye.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
913-586-7798.
Smell this, okay.
So 88% of American workers get paid time off.
Yeah.
Vacation.
Yeah. You're supposed to in Missouri as well.
Nearly half of Americans, according to a new Pew Research Center survey, nearly half of American workers do not take all of their vacation days that they're allowed. And many of them say they feel as if they're discouraged from using their time off. Ironically, what's supposed to be a source of relaxation and...
What was that?
Hey, welcome, everybody.
I have no idea why my phone just reared to life. Do you roar to life or rare to life?
I believe you roar.
It just roared and rared on its own.
Huh?
It just started yelling. I don't know why. I digress. Go ahead.
What were we talking about?
We're talking about vacation time.
while you were gone, and I want to get back to the vacation time, but we have to fold in the conversation about paid sick leave. Voters, remember, in November, Scott, approved that thing like 65% for paid sick leave in Missouri. While you were gone,
Governor Kehoe vetoed
it and repealed it. We're not going to get into the politics behind that. I don't know why. I think it was for people with 15 employees or more had to offer paid sick leave. And if people aren't taking their paid vacation time, they're sure as heck not taking their sick leave.
20% of Americans say they experience vacation guilt. That when they're on vacation, they feel guilty for being on vacation.
I feel guilty leading up to it. I try not to while I'm on it.
How many of those people have a boss who relentlessly gives them grief every time they take vacation?
Yeah.
You're not suggesting ours does.
No, not at all.
No, definitely.
But I'll tell you, when I was gone for my procedure Monday and Tuesday, I felt guilty about it and almost canceled it. I was annoyed I had to take 2 days off for that. I was incredibly annoyed.
Did you feel guilty about it?
Yes.
For getting a medical procedure?
Because I don't think that is, I want to say, a good use of my time. There's got to be an easier way to do it. Like where you prep on Friday, surgeries on Saturday. I don't understand.
Well, doesn't a doctor deserve a weekend off like you do?
Yes. However,
maybe we should just broadcast on Saturday and Sunday.
You're right.
When it's more convenient for people to listen to the show.
And it's once, and then I don't have to do it another 5 to 7 years. I was clear, except one little tiny
polyp
that they removed.
They found one and they said you're good for 7 years?
They said 5 to 7 years. It was 3 centimeters, whatever that means. Super, super small.
I'd go back in 3 if
they
I were
clamped
you.
It off. I am not taking another 2 days off to do that. They said 5 to 7. I'm good with 5 to 7. But I don't want to say it was guilt. I was more like, oh my gosh, because it does put you out and you've got to find someone to come in. And
Dana, we were fine.
I know. I was sending you stories the night before. Like during prep, I'm sending you stories. And that's silly.
You're show prepping while you're poop prepping.
That's exactly what I was doing. I was like, I might as well kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
I mean, you couldn't do much else on the throne.
Correct.
It's not like you were going anywhere.
Glad that is over, but glad I got it done. Please get it done if you need to get it done. But
did the doctor really say 5 to 7?
5 to 7 years was the follow-up instructions.
Huh.
That drug, by the way. Oh.
Propofol?
Oh,
it's a doozy.
My.
Did you try to fight it? Everybody tries to fight
it. No, you thought they would count me down from 10?
No. That's what I do.
Like as a joke or something?
Yeah, I try to see if I can get to 1.
I saw the nurse anesthetist.
Nurse anesthetist.
Right. I thought I saw her, you know, I already have my little IV in. I saw her push something.
Yeah.
And I look, boom, done.
It's
like
over.
I didn't even, there wasn't even a time to think, oh, here's where, it was just 1 minute I was there and the next minute I was gone. And then when I came to, they said they only took 8 minutes.
Yeah.
The whole thing took 8 minutes. I could have been gone 20 years. I didn't know the difference between 8 minutes and 26 hours. Like
it's a deep sleep.
I said to Sam, who was it that came up with the idea that there's something out there? And then when we give it to people, you just go night, night and you don't remember anything. There had to have been a first time, right?
Yeah, sure,
did someone figure out like what propofol does?
I hope that they tested it on monkeys or rabbits or rats.
No, it was the town druggie. What are you talking about? You got to try this stuff.
Get a load of this.
Woo! Propofol is a very, very powerful drug. Was that your first time ever?
Yes.
Oh,
ever.
Yeah. So every time I go in for a colonoscopy, I always tell the nurse, I'm gonna fight it.
I'm gonna see. Oh, okay.
And they're like, okay. And she's like, what are you gonna do? I go, I'm gonna try to get to 1. She goes, from what? I go, 10.
No.
And they go, okay. And then I remember the last time I went in, of course they put you on your side.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you feel warm? I felt warm. Bye bye.
So I'm on my side because they need access.
Got it.
And there's the nurse, anesthetist. Mm-hmm. Who, by the way, I don't even think they can pronounce their own job title.
Can we pick another name, please?
Yeah. Anesthetizer. And I said, you know, I'm going to fight this. And she goes, what are you going to do? I said, I'm going to get to 1. She goes, from what? And I go, 10. And she looks at me and she goes, okay. Good luck, buddy. And then she pushes the thing. and you just see it go into the IV.
Night,
and
night.
I go 10, 9, 8.
You got to 8?
I got to 8, yeah.
In one half of 1 second, I warm out.
Yeah, but that was your first time. I've built up a bit of a tolerance.
So that was one of the stories you missed while you were gone.
Well, I'm glad you did it. I think that's very important.
Me too. The other story you missed that we didn't get to until late.
Well, hang on. Let's get back to this vacation guilt for a second.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm going to be honest.
See, I've let my guilt go.
Good. As you should.
You didn't feel guilty when you were gone.
Absolutely not. I figured I earned this.
I resisted the urge to text you or call you when funny things happened.
No, I would have loved to. You guys are my friends. We're very close. I would have loved to have heard from you, but
I replied back to one of your texts with something funny. We're not going to repeat on the air.
And you did ask me about Alcatraz.
I said, "Oh my gosh, did you see Alcatraz?"
Yeah, and I said, "Yeah, it's incredible. It's everything you can imagine. It's weird. It's interesting. It's educational." And then I sent you a picture of the bodies with the fake heads in the bed when they made the escape.
From Alcatraz, yeah. Yes.
And you wrote back, "I'm obsessed." And that was the last I heard from you. And that's fine. But I did not feel vacation guilt.
Sam, because I know that you do, I will not text you when you are off.
Why do you feel vacation guilt?
I specifically won't. Even if something is so funny that I think you will crack up, I won't do it because it's still work bothering you on your vacation.
If I have cell service, I will listen to the show.
Sam! What?
I didn't listen to a word you guys said Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Why would you listen to the show on vacation?
Somebody else is taking care of my baby. I got to check in on the cameras.
Oh my gosh, Sam.
I created this baby 20 years ago.
You nanny cam us?
That's why I like not having cell service, because then I have no option to stress.
Is that why you go places where I can't find on a map?
I have to actually disconnect. I cannot have the option to connect, or I will connect.
Okay, that makes me sad.
Why?
But what can we do to make this better for you?
Take his phone before he goes on vacation.
I want to take pictures.
Yeah.
Take a camera.
I'll get you a Nikon.
Yeah. I've gotten better about it, but like...
I don't believe you.
The Thursday before 4th of July, I worked the morning show.
Yeah?
I listened to all of Festivus Friday.
Sam!
While I was doing yard work.
Oh my gosh, no!
But I resisted until 5 o'clock.
No!
I let the first 3 hours go. 5 o'clock hit.
Why?
Pulled up the Odyssey app. I don't know. I just feel guilt.
Guilt about what?
No one else in the building was even here that day, Sam.
Nobody even knows you're gone.
We knew. We knew. We knew.
That one hurt. That one cut deep.
It was designed to.
I don't have... It's not guilt. What is the word? I have vacation anxiety.
No, what you do...
It's not guilt. It's anxiety.
Can I be honest with you?
Yes.
I think you take too much time off and you try to justify... that's not the right word. Quantify the time.
Probably. Even though I take the time I have allotted.
That is correct.
I take the exact time I have allotted. And you will, and are better about it, because you used to never take vacation, and I'm like, that's your problem. You have started to get better about it. You're not as good as I am about it. But I do, because of the nature of what we do, there's only three of us. And when one of us is gone, it is like I do feel bad. And then if someone reaches out to me while I'm on vacation, I blow my lid. You know that. Not mm-hmm. you, not Sam. But like if a boss is like, what? It stresses me out.
I thought about you guys when I was on vacation. I thought about you a lot because I'm like, Dana would love this.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't. How do I put this?
You've also been here 30 years. That helps. When you're somewhere 30 years, you're like, look, I've worked however many hours that is. It's a lot. It's a lot.
Is it a lot?
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Okay. Well, I did not have any guilt whatsoever. When I'm in Alcatraz, I'm not like, oh, I wonder what Dana and Sam are doing.
Right.
That never crossed my mind.
Yeah.
All I thought was, I would hate to be here for years and years and years.
This would suck.
913-586-7798. So, Sam, Dana's trying to give the rug back. she wrote an email to the seller of the stinky rug.
I'll take it.
Would you care to read it?
Sam.
You don't want it, Sam.
You do not want. You do not.
What it touches, it infects.
Okay.
You don't, Sam, look at me, brother. Look me in the eye. You don't understand the stench. It is so bad.
I do understand what happens when you put a bunch of water in a wool rug. It makes it stink.
She's so sweet. She just said, let me give you your money back. I hate to see it go to a landfill. Sam, there is no other place for this rug. Sam, there are flies
that are attracted.
Nesting in that thing as we speak. Mm-hmm. Sam, this is not wet dog smell. Mm-mm. If you're thinking wet dog, it wouldn't bother me if it was wet dog because you could go get that cleaned out.
Yeah, it would be dead wet dog.
What lives in this rug is deceased.
Do you still have your black light?
It is a deceased smell.
Correct.
Because you could find out real quick if it's blood.
Dude, when the painters came up the driveway, I said, smell it. And they go, we
don't
can
have
smell
to.
It. And I go, what does it smell like? And they said, death.
This is what I wrote. It's Dana. I'm not sure what the answer is here. But there is no other way to say it. The odor is unbearable. It smells like a dead body. It is a gag-inducing smell. We noticed it when it was rolled up in the garage for several weeks during our remodel. We didn't pull it out until this weekend. I don't mean to be gross, but there are flies everywhere. It is a putrid, biological smell.
Oh, you used my word.
Yeah, because I said to Scott, I go, how do you quantify what you smelled?
And I said, putrid.
Biological. Do you know what the original price was? The original price was, if you bought that new, I looked it up.
Like an NFM or something?
Yep. It's $2,000. $2,000 rug.
She doesn't. She said she'd give you the money back. She doesn't dispute that it had an odor.
I am so sorry. I did not realize it would be that bad.
So she knew it would be bad, not that bad.
Correct.
So she was selling you equipment she knew to be broken.
But it did say that, it does need to be cleaned. I don't think there's anything out there.
By fire. Quick break for the news. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.